And we're back. Once again, we're back here talking with one of the county commissioners from Allegan County, and that's Dean Cappinga. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Juke.
And we'll talk about some of the things that are going on in Allegan County. So if you have a question, you may call us here at 395-1450. Talk directly to one of the commissioners. Dean, what's going on in Allegan County?
I would... We were just talking, and you were saying you're on vacation, and just the beauty of what's outside.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage your listeners to just take a ride out in Allegan County.
Yeah.
This weekend we have Goose Fest, and I know last weekend I went with my family to Crane Orchards. You have Rock Farms down there, and the apples were amazing just to get them. It's just a bountiful crop.
It is.
And then to run through the Todd Farm and see the geese, they're starting to migrate, so...
Yeah.
The Todd Farm's busy, and the streams, I know I went to the stream, and they're catching salmon because they've been running upstream. So it's just a gorgeous time to get out and view the gorgeous county that I live in. And Ottawa, we could say the same, but it's just a gorgeous time of year to be around.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Run out to Fenville and see the parade and Goose Fest and the different vendors that are out there, and then run down to the Todd Farm and even Crane Orchard just to get some apple cider and some donuts would be a great time for you.
It is.
But nice time of year, Juke.
Yeah, it is. It is. And when you have a fall like this, it is ideal.
It is ideal. It's just great to be outside.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else is going on?
Well, we had our night meeting last night. Every quarter we meet at night.
A call coming in here. Good morning. You're online with the commissioner.
Hi. I have a question about a small bus-type vehicle that I see on the highway with Allegan County Transportation on the side of it. What exactly is that bus for, or who uses it?
We have a transportation program that runs throughout all of Allegan County. We have about, I think it's like 12 of those type vehicles. We also have vehicles that are handicap accessible, so... Like, I had a friend in Hamilton that had an injury where he couldn't drive his car anymore, so the bus would pick him up, bring him to work, and so you can call for that type of service, or there's simply services where groups of people will ask for this transportation system to pick them up to bring them to work and to bring them to this place. So we have businesses that are set up with our transportation system to help bring a group of people to their workplaces.
Okay, so it's sort of like an on-call service.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
But, Juke, we've been very busy in the county, and this is the time of year for budgets and for annual reports from different groups where they're reporting as far as how their year went. So I thought I'd just start out with our meeting last night just to describe what took place. We started out the meeting with Judge Blargent, asking for grants for two different programs, and I mentioned this before, but we finally passed them last night. One was for a mental health court, and the other one was a pilot program for a regional veterans treatment court. And the significance of both those programs are, in the jail system, we have thousands of people that go through it. There's many people that go through it that have a mental issue, and it's not recognized, so they end up going into the system, a place where they should never be. And the same would be said for people who have gone through they've been through war and they have some problems associated to that aren't being recognized by anybody, and they're in a jail system where they should have never been there in the first place. It's a mental health issue
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been recognized. So what they're finding is there's other court systems throughout Michigan that have this, and they're weeding out these people to give them the treatment that they need so that they can get out of the system and don't come back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saving really the taxpayer money, and it's finally giving help to someone who is mentally ill or someone who has some problems associated through war, that we're actually recognizing them, seeing them, and then treating them for really the problem that they had instead of just putting them in a jail cell and that's where they sit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm anxious to see how these grants go. Judge Blargent was very high in what he's seen throughout the state and how this has helped other places. So we passed getting those grants, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it will help people within them. So
yeah.
I think that was a very positive thing.
Very good. All right.
We also finally passed our budget for this coming year. And just for your listeners, we have about $105 million working capital budget, but then just the general operating budget is about $32.7 million. And so we passed that last night, and that is many times you look at these counties and they're months and months past where they should pass them. So yeah. I was proud of our county administrator and our finance team to put this together in such a clear way and communicate it to all employees and us in getting this thing passed. So we passed that yesterday. And I think also a great achievement by the county is that we have 11 different unions. And very often it's very tough to pass these bargaining unit agreements on time, and they go years past when they should be passed. But we were able to last night finally pass our last, we had passed eight of them last night, and we passed three last month, but we have all 11 bargaining units. We've taken care of their contracting of their budgets for their bargaining units, and all 11 are accomplished. So that is a huge accomplishment yeah. for our, you know, our staff and what they do. And then the last part of our meeting was just with our road commission. And I would just say my hat is off to our road commission and the fine job that they do. They run on about a $21 million budget taking care of the roadway systems in our county. We have about 1,547 miles of local roads, and we have about 1,413 miles of primary roads. And then when you think of all the different bridges and culverts yeah. that they are responsible for taking care of, it's an amazing feat in what they're doing. Right now we have about 48 employees in the Road Commission. If you look back even at about 6 to 7 years ago, we had 70 employees. And because of just financial times that all the different counties are in and the funding structure being the same as it's been the last 20 years, a lot of their budgets have just been gone down and down and down. And because of that, they're getting by with less and doing still the same job that they've been doing for years and years. So I'm very proud of that. I know Larry was quick to tell us how proud he is of all of the townships in the county. He said that 41% of the funding for taking care of the roadways in Allegan County are done by township millages. It's the highest in the state of Michigan of townships that are through millages taking care of their own roadway systems. And that's why I can say when in going into Allegan County, you're going to find some of the finest roads in Michigan because the townships have put in a lot of funds within their systems to take care of their own road systems within their given areas. So if you think of 24 townships and all these people are part of the solution in keeping the road safe and the structure part of it in a very good way, our roadway systems are in great shape. I thought just a sort of a trivia type thought question would be, Larry was talking about winter maintenance, and that's coming up here in the next month. But last year, you think of the fairly mild winter that we had, he was projecting about, he saved about $700,000 in last year's winter. And he showed us a graph. Back in 2006, he spent about $700,000 in winter maintenance as far as just plowing the roads. In 2008, he spent about $3 million. Just think of that jump in his budget that he has to try to take care of.
Yeah.
And last year, he spent about $1.4 million. So I haven't looked at the almanac. I don't know if you have, Duke, to see what type of winter we're looking at. But you can see just the drastic jump within the county's budget for the yeah. Road Commission of really what it takes to take care of the roads in the wintertime.
And you never know what it's going to be.
You don't. And that could be $1 million difference in having our county director, Larry Brown, who's done a very fine job in taking care of roadway systems and bridges to maintain his budget in, you know, in a good way. So I can't say enough about them. And I think if many of the listeners come to the township meetings, you'd see the great job that's being done. And if you go on our back road, you just see that they really maintain the roadway system in a very good way as far as bridges and culverts and so forth. That, you know, I'm very proud of them and the work that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very good.
Do they have a construction program for next year? Or?
Yes, they do. They already have projected as far as, because they have to put in a year in advance as far as what bridges that they'll redo, what culverts that they'll redo, and then they have all the plans as far as they meet with each one of the 24 townships and try to project as far as to say, what roadway systems do you see that have so many potholes and are so deteriorated that we have to work on them. So
yeah.
They already have next year's budget set up as far as what will happen and when.
Okay. Time out for this word. We'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question, you...
So, when the need arises, please consider one of four Dykstra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
All right, we're here with one of the county commissioners from Allegan County today, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open, and we'd be delighted to hear from you with any question you might have. We'll try to answer your question. Since one of the commissioners is here, we usually can get an answer.
We'll try.
What else you got there today?
Something that I didn't mention is I told you that we passed our budget, but something that I didn't mention is we're looking at our budget structure a little bit differently. We've had some of the bigger counties go to a 5-year operational budget and a 15-year capital budget. So I think what's happened in the past is we've looked at year to year to year, and you failed to look at capital needs as far as, do I need a new roof on this building?
Yeah.
Do we need to replace this building? Should we put money away for it? And we've been short-sighted in not looking ahead far enough to put the money away, and we're almost being reactive instead of being a planning commission. And I'm proud of our administration to be looking 5 years operationally and 15 years with capital plan as far as what we need, what money we have to put away. And it's gotten the commissioners and them to look out very far and to make sure that we have the monies put away to do the job that we should do. And I'm proud of them for getting together and doing this now, because a lot of counties haven't done it this way. So we're doing a 5-year and a 15-year, and I think you'll see just, you know, more wisdom in what we do and how we do it. So that's just good news.
I think especially usable for bridges replacement, because
it is.
Some bridges will have to be replaced within that 5 years, very likely.
Yes, they will. Also, I just want to report to you that we had two different groups, the prosecutor's office, Fred Anderson's in charge of it. Then we had the Health and Human Service come down and give us their annual reports. So I thought it'd be interesting for your listeners just to hear some of the numbers as far as people have been through the prosecutor's office.
Okay.
For this past year, they had 862 felony cases. They had 98 break and entering cases. This one sort of scared me. They had 117 criminal sexual conduct cases. The year before, it was 88. So you can see that jump, you know,
yeah,
which is just a scary number. And then a year before, they found 48 meth labs. This past year, they found 54 meth labs. And that's always been a scary number for us, because I've talked to the sheriff, and he's told us of what number of the jail population is associated to meth. And it's a huge number.
It is.
Of what it's costing the taxpayer. And then we had 696 domestic violence cases, which really is a scary number. And then the drunk driving cases were down 459. That's a big number, but it's way down from what it's been 2 years ago. You know, so that's some of the work that the prosecutor's office is doing. And then the Health and Human Service numbers for their annual report, so your listeners can know this. They have family cash assistance, you know, somebody who just needs money to get by for food for the next day. We had some 624 recipients that are using that for some $81,000. The food stamp, which is something that's in the news all the time, we have some 14,615 people using food stamps, and that is at a cost of $1.8 million just in Allegan County.
Yeah.
So almost 15,000 people are using food stamps of some $1.8 million. Child daycare, some 339 people are using that for some $80,000. State emergency relief, 160 cases for $58,000. Then on Medicaid, we have some 19,000 people in Allegan that are Medicaid recipients. So very interesting numbers. It's great to hear it and understand it.
Some makes you feel good, and some don't make you feel so good.
I know that food stamp number always just amazes me. Out of a population of like 105,000 people, 15,000 people are on food stamps. That's a huge number that I didn't know about.
Have we ever come to the conclusion that some of these are also on drugs and that this should be investigated?
I know I've talked to the director of that program. He's very conscious of that,
mm-hmm,
as far as to try to look into it. But it's a huge number of people for the staff that he has, so I don't know what type of job they can do in looking into it. I know they look into it.
Yeah.
But as far as how many get through the cracks, I have no idea.
And there's frequently children involved as well that have to have care.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
It's a very, very expensive program. And I don't know why Allegan County seems to be a... Well, I guess I do know if you travel around Pullman area and somewhere in there, there's some pretty lonely spots. And this is what they look for. And they can do it in the back of a car, or they can do it, fix up a meth lab. And it's hard to track down, but I don't know how we're going to get to the bottom of it.
I'd like to also just mention to you, Duke, a person by the name of Lisa Evans. She's the new director for ACRDC. So when your listeners think of, I'll just read to you a paragraph that she wrote. To generate community engagement, we must strive to focus on the needs of our primary customer, the family, the child, the senior, the person in poverty. That's what ACRDC is, and she's the new director of it. And she's the one, they're responsible for Head Start. They're in charge of the food programs for seniors. But Lisa Evans is the new director for it, and we're thrilled to have her on board.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention to your listeners, in case they have that type of need, that they could contact ACRDC.
Okay. Let me take time out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question, you may call us at...
Pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And a look at our weather, brought to you by Kia of Holland. That's HollandKia.com. And the forecast is for mostly sunny today with a high of 74, and tonight clear with a low of 51, and tomorrow isolated thunderstorms with a high of 74. And right now we're looking at 56 on the thermometer. Pretty nice weather again. Another day to get out and enjoy it, right?
That it is. I know I'm heading up north hunting with my son.
Really?
This weekend, so looking forward to that. What'd you say about weather tomorrow? It's supposed to rain?
Yes, possibility of rain.
Oh, I hope not.
Take along a poncho. And
I will.
All right. He's here as a representative of Allegan County, and if you have a question you want to ask Dean, be sure to give us a call, because we don't have too much time left on the program. Okay. Anything else you got there this morning, Dean?
Just several other just comments. I'm on a jail transition team. You know, we're getting to the last stages of finally getting to that jail that we've talked about for such a long period of time. But I met with the sheriff yesterday and another group of team members that are part of the final jail transition as far as how are we going to get into this place. And they have they'll be in functioning out of the sheriff's department and out of the jail on March 31st. Everyone will be in. We'll be functioning in it, but now they're talking about tours, and they're talking about, I think there's a list of some 60 steps we have to take yet to finally finalize all the different things within the construction process of getting in the chairs and all the different things that need to be done for the jail transition. So
We're
still right in the middle of that. The sheriff and his crew is running hard, and they're excited. We're excited to finally get in this new facility that I'm very proud of. I mean, it makes us, for your listeners, when we start putting out the dates of when we're going to give the tours, to actually look at the change that has happened from this old facility that we had that was very inadequate for prisoners and for the corrections officers working in it, to this new facility for the Sheriff's Department offices and for the correction, running from a jail facility that could maximize at 170 people to 320-some people.
It was pretty crowded for staff in the old jail, wasn't it?
It was terrible. I mean, it was very inadequate.
Yeah.
They've done a great job within it, but this is going to be just a day and night difference facility for inmates and for corrections officers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's very nice.
Are you going to have visual possibilities as far as people getting before the judge, and they do it on video?
I'm part of a transportation group that's as far as how we get the people from the jail to the courthouse.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now is they're having video conferencing. So let's say if an attorney has to talk to his inmate that he represents. It used to be that we had to haul him out, bring him to the courthouse, the attorney would talk to him. Now it's all video conferencing. The same thing for preliminary hearings. So in the last month, the sheriff has met with the judges and said, how can we change this as far as to not have as many people just being transported back and forth for preliminaries and prelims And they believe that through this video conferencing, through preliminary hearings, they can cut half the amount of people that they've been transporting back and forth, and it's going to change. It's going to change how we do business there. It'll be half the work that we've done in the past. So I'm very thankful for the judges that we have. They're very working with us to do the what's best, and I think it's going to save the taxpayer a lot of money within that, as far as manpower and that happening. So there's been a lot of give and take within it, and I think we'll do a better job in doing it.
I know some places, I'm thinking about Saugatuck, we always had a lot of problem with getting prisoners to the jail in Allegan.
It's a half-hour ride.
You had to take an officer off the street in order to do it, and I hope it gets all better.
We're improving it.
Yeah. You
know, it is getting better. The last as we're running out of time here, Duke, the last thing I want to mention is our 911 system. We have people from our dispatch system that are going to all 24 townships to explain this new radio system. And I'd like to just read to you about our system that we have. Back in 2001, the county purchased a new 800 megahertz radio system. The solution offered the ability to have all agencies countywide connected with a single system. However, a solution that enabled communication outside the county borders was not readily available. That's the one problem that we have with our system. Since we have state police and county officers that are being dispatched from it,
right.
Once you get outside the boundary of Allegan County, you have a hard time dispatching them. They can't hear you.
Right.
So we have troopers that have work to do in Berry County, our county, and they have a hard time listening to our dispatch to get back and forth. But anyway, the system that we bought in 2001 is finally lived its usefulness. As far as it's not functioning very well, the parts that they made for it, you can't buy. So we're looking into a new system, and why 911 is going to all these different townships is they believe that they can fund a new system by raising the surcharge from $2.80 to $3. And they're going to ask for that to be on the ballot, and they want to educate the, you know, Allegan County as far as the need that they have of this system that just isn't getting it done. And if we could raise the surcharge to $3, we could financially take care of purchasing a new system, and it would take care of all parts of it as far as the structure of buying it and the operation of it. I would just like to tell your listeners that when they think of dispatching, we're talking about that they're dispatching for public safety. There's 10 law enforcement groups in Allegan County. There's 20 fire departments that they dispatch. There's 5 EMS ambulance systems that they dispatch. They answer calls for service. They dispatch all public safety in Allegan County. The management of the Allegan County Public Safety radio system they take care of. The lien, I mean, that's where you have a, it used to be teletype, you know, where you contact the computer and you say, is there a warrant out for this person? Where does this boat come back to, this gun come back to? I mean, they have a lien system. They provide services for other agencies assisting in public safety. For example, the Red Cross, they dispatch for them. They guide individuals toward assistance, temporary shelters, medical attention during emergencies. They dispatch the Road Commission, MDOT, DPW.
Goodness sakes, they're busy.
Consumers Energy. They mutually monitor and advise of down power lines and power outages.
And we're out of time, Dean.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for being here today and giving us all that good information from Allegan County.
Thank you, Duke. It's great being with you.